the difficulties seem easy. Matu, make things that are difficult, the difficulties of the world, seem easy upon us. This is something. Allahu ghalibun. Man alima anna Allah ghalibun ala amrihi, kayfa yukhafu amrun ghayra. And even everyone knows that Allahu ghalib. In North Africa, they use this phrase a lot. When you go to North Africa, they use, whenever something happened, in Makkah, Medina, whenever someone is about to fight, they said, salli ala nabi. You know, whenever someone is fighting, read the root upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, your anger will come down. In North Africa, there is a common phrase. Whenever there is any type of difficulty, people are about to have any difficulty, people are about to fight, Allahu ghalib, ya Shaykh. Allah is overpowering. Think of Allah Ta'ala. When a person thinks that Allah Ta'ala is overpowering, Allah controls our affairs, then he turns towards Almighty Allah. وَمِنَ الْيَقِينِ مَا تُحَوِّنُ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا. Our iman helps us set our sight and our vision so high that no worldly power or difficulty for that matter can reach or spoil our iman. But to have that iman sometimes is very, very difficult. But we must strive towards that. And you know, give you this particular example. When the magicians of Fir'aun saw the truth, they went down. They went down in Sijda. They realized that what we were doing is magic. What as Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is doing is beyond magic. They were the experts in their field, they couldn't realize it. And you know, when they went down, they said, Amanna bi Rabbil Alameen, Rabbi Musa wa Harun. Qala Fir'aun, Amantum bihi qabla an adana lakum. Fir'aun said, you brought iman before I gave you permission. Inna hadha lamakrum makartumuhu fil madina litukhriju minha. Law qatti anna aydiyakum wa arjulakum min khilaf, thumma la'usallibannakum ajma'in. I will cut your hands and your legs from the opposite direction. I will cut your right hand and your left leg because your balance will be completely lost. Then I will crucify you. The historians say the first person in this world to practice crucifixion and to crucify people was Fir'aun. You know, لَأُسَلِّبَنَّكُمْ. So what do they say? Before that, they were magicians. They came out in opposition to Allah's Nabi. But when they tasted the sweetness of iman, they told Fir'aun, فَقْضِ مَا عَنْ تَقَاضِ إِنَّمَا تَقْضِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Do whatever you want to do, Fir'aun. Allah has granted us iman. So the first thing when difficulty comes is for us to turn towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understand that in that lies our real relief from the difficulty, whatever it might be in terms of that. Amongst the other aspects for us to realize with regard to difficulty is, brothers, perfection is only in Jannat. Perfection is only in Jannat. As the Mufti Taqi Sahib writes so beautifully, he said, Allah has created three realms. One realm in which there is only bliss. There is only joy. There is not even a sign, of difficulty. That is Jannat. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنْفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. For you in Jannat is whatever you desire. For you is ever whatever you call. You see a bird, you want that bird's flesh. With just the thought came, in front of you it will come. I heard a hadith from Hazrat Mawlana Tariq Jamil Sahib, who make mention that when the fish of Jannat, they would come up and they will tell the people of Jannat, Ya Wali Allah, oh friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how do you like to eat us? Do you want to eat us, you know, fried, grilled, tarkari? How do you want to eat us? Tell us. Subhanallah, you will eat whatever you want. And then no aspect of indigestion. Eat whatever you want. And thereafter, a small burp that will have a fragrant smell. Not what you hear sometimes, smell in Tarawih prayers. Whatever you, fragrant smell you will get. All of that you will get, subhanallah. There is only. Then you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, what can be more greater than seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In one riwayat it said, Allah will recite surah An'am for the people of Jannat. What joy will there be? One realm, only pleasure. Another realm, only difficulty, Jahannam. May Allah ta'ala forbid. May Allah protect us. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ أَفِيذُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ أَوْ مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. The people of Jahannam, for a while Allah will lift up the barrier between Jannat and Jahannam. And the people of Jahannam will